The Bird Show.
So far, only one guy willing to be totally honest. You ask women for honesty, phone lines light up. You ask guys for honesty, they're like, I'm going to call my radio station. I'm going to call myself out. But the truth of the matter is, if you're a guy and you're single, there have been times where you have been in a relationship with a woman. You know it's never going to work out. Mm-hmm. But she's so hot. And it's like bragging rights around your friend that she will put you through the ringer. And you don't care because she's just so hot. It's not going to last forever. Eventually, you're going to get sick of it. But until then, it's really nice to have her on your arm. That's just the way it is. That's how guys work. Andrew's one of these guys. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Well, just driving to work in this crappy weather like y'all have been talking about.
Boy, it's really bad for y'all this morning, huh?
Oh, man, I'm in South Georgia going to Griffin right now, and it's crap.
Sorry, man. Yeah. Sorry. Thanks for calling, though.
Hey, no problem. I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, I don't care if I'm the only caller or what, but every other guy out there is probably doing the same thing right now or has been in the same position.
I know, man. What kind of hoops does she make you go through?
Well, you know, I'm one of those guys who, you know, it's probably like your friend down in Florida there who, you know, thinks he can put up to the woman and step up to the plate and say, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But in the end, I mean, you know where you're going for that, you know, for that loving, and she's going to, you know, she's just too high. I can't say no. So
now is this going to last forever? Is this a woman you want to be with, or are you just like riding it out until it's over?
Well, you know, we're engaged right now, and she's the best woman I've ever been with, and I love her to death. And, you know, despite the fact that I got to, you know, suck it up sometimes and say yes to her, you know, I don't mind it because I know I'm in a better place than a lot of my friends, really. So
I want a specific situation where you in your mind knew, you know what, if this was anybody else, I would never do this, but
she wasn't hot. So hot.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you the situation right now is that, you know, I just started a new job down here in Atlanta, and, you know, I had to move into a new place. And I was just thinking about something temporary until we got married, and after that, we'd move into something bigger. But she's like, no, we got to do it right now. I want my own bathroom. I want two bedrooms. I want this. I want that. And I'm just going, honey, we don't need that right now. You know, I'm only going to be here for a couple of months, and then after that, we'll move once we get married. And, yeah, that definitely didn't stand with her.
She's not having it.
And she's so hot that you don't even really put up a big fight.
Exactly. I mean, my friends are all the same way. I mean, they're like, dude, you know, you're such a, you know, pushover. You're such a, you know, you got no balls and that kind of stuff. But they're all like, I do the same thing.
See, for a while there, when you tell your guys, like when the relationship is new, if she is really that hot, if you start to tell your guys what's going on in the relationship and how it's getting crappy, they'll be like, shut up. I mean, shut up. Look how hot she is.
Yeah, just take
shut
it,
up
man.
And put up with it, dude.
Right.
But then
oh, yeah.
After a while,
it was exactly like that in the beginning. I mean, all the guys were like, oh, dude, man, whatever. Hey, if she wants to eat chicken instead of steak, hey, man, no problem. You know, if fine, man, go out and get a bottle of Franzia or whatever. But, you know.
They break with you. Your friends break the same time you do.
Jessica would tell this story better than I can, but there was this girl when Jessica and I were just friends. When I lived in Arizona, first moved there, Jessica and I were just friends, and there was this girl that, for whatever reason, her name was Jody, and I was into her. And looking back on it, she wasn't even that hot, but at the time, I thought she was it. And we went on one of those radio broadcast trips to the Disney World in California, and or Disneyland, I guess, and she came along, and we went on the water slide. What's it called? Thunder Mountain? No, that's a roller coaster.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, right? The Disneyland version of that. And on the way back to the hotel, she's passed a hairdresser and said, hey, could I run in there and get my hair blown out and set? And I said, no problem.
Of course not. She's hot.
Pulled the rental car over. I probably went window shopping while she went in there and did that. And I'm like, what was I thinking? Your hair got a little wet on it. Like, I don't date women like that. But with her, I was like, yeah, no problem.
Will sacrifice every ounce of who you are if she's that hot. I mean, every fiber in your body.
Sure, yeah. I think it's cool that we go to an amusement park, then you have to have your hair professionally done. That's cool. No, that's how hot you are. That's why I love you, because you're so hot when you get your hair done, money-wasting bitch.
Hey, John. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
You're here too, huh?
What's that?
You're here, too. She's so hot, you're willing to put up with anything.
Man, I tell you what, sometimes you just have to kind of suck it up and take one for the team. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So, no, my girlfriend now, she's a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she normally gets off about 1 o'clock, and it's always, oh, well, you know, I'll be home like around 1:32. So somewhere around in there. Well, 4:30 rolls around. I'm getting a phone call. Hey, can you come pick me up? You know, she had a couple of extras at the bar and stuff like that. And I normally have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'm normally in bed no later than midnight. So of course she comes up and she's all half snockered and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, you know, if you weren't, you know, it almost gets aggravating because it's almost like clockwork. I know at least every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going to have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to go pick her butt up.
But she's so hot.
Yep. You know, like I said, you've got to suck it up and take one for the team.
Now, when you're at work the next day and you're half dragging and you're, you know, taking a nap during your lunch rather than going out with everybody, do they all, like, are they like, okay, we get it, or are they at the point where they're telling you, come on, dude?
Not actually, I try to play it off. I kind of, oh, well, you know, I have a headache, or, you know, oh, I didn't sleep good last night or something like that, you know, because I feel sure that if I tell them exactly what's going on, they're going to be like, get out.
Yeah, you start to break, but, I mean, you can ride it out for a long time depending on how hot she is. And there's, I'm sure that one of these government studies should probably come out.
Right.
That will make, there will be a direct correlation of the time you will spend in the relationship to how hot she is.
Until your breaking point?
Until your breaking point, yeah.
Do you guys do that because hot girls make you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, you just know it's, yeah, it's like great bragging rights. It's like, yeah, you feel better about yourself. You've got one up on your friends. She's hot. Just hot. It's going to take any kind of crap you want because you're hot.
It's not the way that you feel about her, but it's the way she makes you feel.
It's not even something you...
Make you feel like crap.
Yeah, it's
but
not...
But publicly, you look great when she's on your arm.
It's not a conscious...
It's like your reputation is improved.
It's right, not a conscious right. equation where it's like, oh, she's so hot, so I'm going to put up with this. It's like Bert said earlier when he was talking about Kevin, guys have like the short-term memory thing going. So here's the deal. Like, she calls him up at 2 in the morning to come pick him up at the bar, pick her up at the bar, you know, the last guy we were talking to. So he gets out of bed, and he's all mad. And he's like, what the hell? It's 2 in the morning. Why can't you take a taxi? This is crap. And then he drives to the bar, and she still looks good, even though she's half drunk, and she's been working for 6 hours. And he completely forgets that he was mad.
He's like, you're pretty.
Yeah. Right. So then she gets in the car. They go home. He wakes up the next morning. Alarm goes off. And the whole day at work, he's dragging. He's like, what the hell? I am never going to pick her up at 2. She can get a ride with somebody at the she works with. This is crap. And then she goes home and you're pretty.
Yeah.
And he forgets all about it.
This wash of calm comes over you when she walks through the door. It's like, damn. That's mine. You can do anything you want right now. Hey, Josh, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, what's going on?
You there too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Said
Josh is a good example. He's probably miserable on the inside.
Right.
23 hours out of the day. But the 1 hour he gets to hang with her and look at her, he's like in heaven.
Right.
Is that where you're at?
Somewhat. Not to that extent quite, but pretty much.
Catering to her every need.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever she needs, you know, it's like I'm there for her. I'm always doing it. But then when I'm trying to get something, you know, it's always like pulling teeth.
What celebrity does she most look like?
Oh, goodness. Tara Reid.
Yeah, man. You do a lot for Tara Reid for a while.
Oh, yeah.
A lot for Tara Reid for a while.
Former Tara Reid.
Right.
Tara Reid when she was hot.
Sober Tara Reid.
Right.
Yeah.
I applaud you, Josh. Ride it out, but it's like a wave, man. Eventually, it's going to crash around you. But ride it while it's good, bud. David, the girl that you're going out with is so hot. So hot, you sacrificed what?
Oh, she come in one evening and said, honey, I need for you to do something. And I said, what? And she whipped out some shaving cream and a razor. And I go, what's this for? And she goes, you need to shave down there. I was like, okay. So I gave it up for the team there, buddy.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
She was hot. I'm telling you.
Did you do it like in the shape of a little Playboy bunny or a heart?
No, all the way.
All the way.
Oh, really?
All the way.
So wait, did she make you shave her or were you manscaping?
Manscaping.
Yeah, so he shaved everything down there bald.
You still with her?
No.
So the real
deal breaker is when she calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning. She's at a bar, totally plastered, and th- three guys were hanging off of her, and I was like, eh, I'm done.
Yeah.
That'd do it.
I'm just
that was the deal breaker there. You know, I can only go so far.
Well, on the bright side, there's three more well-groomed men in Atlanta.
The Bird Show.
All right, virtual listener, we're going to call her Lisa. Interesting take on her teenage kid. She's actually all right with her daughter, I think, having sex.
Okay.
It's going to happen. Maybe it's her attitude. But where do you draw the line? Because she certainly doesn't want her daughter to become a slut.
Right.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Am I accurate in saying that?
Pretty much. I feel pretty confident that she's not going to turn into a slut, but I just wanted to get some feedback from somebody else.
Okay, so you're real. I'm not exactly sure what the focus of your call is. Is it just to get advice from other people?
I was getting in touch with you because she told me that she broke up with her boyfriend. They were extremely serious, like 24 hours a day they were together over the summer. And all of a sudden, she announced that they broke up because they both decided they didn't want to be too serious. But the next night, she went to see him. Then they were on the phone constantly. And my question originally was, does that mean, you know, she kept saying they're still friends, they're just friends, but are they still sleeping together? But then over the weekend, I found out they were. So, you know, that's kind of a moot point now.
She is how old?
She is a senior in high school.
And the fact that she's having sex as a senior in high school, that's not bothering you?
Well, you know, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of parents that say that I'm nuts. But I would prefer she not. And I have a son that I feel the same way about. But I also know that most kids lose their virginity, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old anyway.
Don't tell me that.
No, I'm serious. And I'll tell you, as a parent, if you don't think your kids are doing things, you're crazy. I hear so many wild stories I know about kids. They sneak out of the house, you know, just like Jen was talking
about. Filthy horse.
No, they probably
Jimmy the alarm.
So creative. My daughter was, she was going over and spending the night with her boyfriend when his mother was out of town, and I knew it, but she wouldn't admit it. So I drove over to his house at 4 o'clock in the morning, and her car was in his driveway. Mm. And so I left a note in the car for her, so she was bested. And what she was doing was going over to, she would tell me she was going to stay with a girlfriend, and then when the girlfriend's parents went to sleep, she was sneaking out of the basement and going over to his house. And then she would come back early in the morning and nobody knew it.
Now, is the only person that you know of her having activity with is this guy?
Yes. And that's what I talked to her about after I found out they were still together. I said, you know, it's one thing to have a serious relationship. And I've taught both my kids from the time they had sex education in fifth grade that it's a very special thing. And you know, we talk about it a lot. We do. Mm-hmm. And I have a really, really good relationship with both of them. When I thought they were going to start to be sexually active, you know, we had the condom and that kind of discussion. And they're, you know, they're both good kids. My son is in a relationship with a girl that they've been serious with each other for 3 years now. And my daughter was in her first relationship, lasted almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, but now with this thing with we're friends, but we're sleeping together, I'm just not real sure about that.
All right, let me try to get you some advice here. 404-741-1005.
I have some questions about your daughter's relationship. Do they exchange the L word? Do they say that they love each other?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, kids, even today, I also, I have access to their Facebook and their MySpace account, so I monitor that as well. And everybody tells each other they love each other these days. It is so cute.
You certainly don't sound like an irresponsible parent. You have made a decision.
No, I'm not.
No, not at all. And I mean, there are going to be some that are going to call up and judge you for the...
Oh, I know.
But this is a decision that you've made. It's working for your family. You're just trying to get a line of definition here.
Well, this is a funny story. My daughter woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And she wanted to know if she could go pick up her best guy friend was dating a girl, and the parents of the girl did not allow them to see each other, so they were sneaking out after the parents went to bed, and his car broke down at 3 o'clock in the morning. So she asked me if she could go pick them up and take them home. So she said, you know, he would do the same thing for me. So I said, okay. So she went and picked him up and took him home. So the next time I saw the kid, I said, how did you get away with your car was in the driveway when your parents went to bed, and it was gone when they got up in the morning? And she said, oh, I told them so-and-so came over and had to borrow it last night.
People pulling the wool over their parents' eyes. I just wonder if your daughter and her boyfriend broke up because he wanted to and not because she wanted to.
Why does that matter?
I think it's the other way around. This boy was over at the house prior to them dating. He was here a lot. And I could tell over the maybe the 4 weeks before they started dating, he was following her around the house like a little puppy dog. It was just so, and she kept saying, well, we're just friends, we're just friends. So I think it was, she, although she says it was a mutual agreement, I think it was more her not wanting to get in such a serious relationship after the one she just broke up with.
Just quickly, Jen, I'm curious on why that was an important question for you.
Well, because to me, if he broke up with her, but she wanted to get him back, she would be still sleeping with him to get him back.
So using it as a tool. Yeah.
To hold on to him, to make him love her, so their relationship would last longer. But if she's in control of the relationship, it was her decision to break up, mm-hmm. or a mutual decision, it doesn't make any sense to me why she would still be having sex with him.
Hey, Melissa.
She's definitely in control.
Melissa, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling to say that I am 20 years old, and my mom found out that I was having sex when I was 17, and we've always had a very open relationship, and she said it was okay. She talked to me about it. She made me go get birth controls, and they talked to me about it, and I think the best thing is to have a very open relationship with your daughter, because my parents always gave me a lot of freedom, and I've been very responsible, and my friends, they don't have a lot of freedom, and they've gotten in trouble. They've had sex with a lot of guys, and I've only had sex with one boy, and I think it's just the relationship you have between your mom, and if you keep it very open, that I think everything will be okay, and she won't become a slut.
Is there anything that you want to ask her? I mean, you have, a 20-year-old on the phone right now, Lisa, it wasn't so long ago she was a teenager, that that you might be able to get some insight?
Well, it sounds like she's confirming kind of what I'm saying, which yes, I appreciate. I think that's great. And I agree with what you said. I have noticed that the tighter the strings are on the child, the more promiscuous they are. And then when they go away to college, I would rather screw up when they're still living with me than to screw up when, they're in college.
That's exactly what my parents said. They'd rather us, grew up with them, that they on the same page you are.
Keep the whores at home, is I think what they're teaching parents these days.
That's my mantra.
Yep.
Good morning, Kristen.
Nothing's worse than a slut on the road.
Hi. I'm 24. I just heard the last caller, and I was in the same predicament when I was in high school. I had a boyfriend from the time I was a sophomore, and when I was a senior, we decided we were gonna go all the way. And my mom was always the same way. She just always told me ever since I was little, of course she wanted me to not have sex till I got married, but she knew the reality of that, maybe not happening in this day and age. And so she just always told me to be really open with her. And so, when it happened, I told her and we went to the doctor and I got on birth control. And I mean, I know a lot of people like this girl, go to college, they lived really sheltered lives. And I had some friends that went absolutely nuts in college and, we're just drinking heavily, going out, doing stupid things. Of course, alcohol kind of impairs your judgment. So I think that she's definitely doing the right thing. And as far as, her daughter still doing it with the boy, even though they're broken up, I think that's just immaturity kind of. I mean, I know that my boyfriend and I, we'd been together for 2.5 years, broke up, and it kind of continued after that. And it's just the, kind of being immature, and you miss that sort of, that's your interpretation of love kind of relationship. So, I think that she'll get over it and, eventually maybe someone else will come along, whatever. But you just have to reinforce her just to make smart decisions and keep you in the loop, because you're, if you have that open line of communication, then you're always going to be there to help her, guide her through the sticky situations.
Hey, Lisa, it may be by the time we're done taking these calls and we only have time for one or two more, you just may get confirmation on the way that you're actually dealing with things. It's going to feel pretty good also.
Right.
That's right.
Which would be fascinating because there's never a consensus.
Right. Larry has a bit of a different take on it also, or another suggestion. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I'm actually a step-parent, and I'm only 34, but my boys are 17 and 20, and they both have gone through the having sex thing, and I was just quite the opposite of that when I grew up. And so they kind of talk to me about it and think that I'm more than perfect. But at the same time, they have opened up and said, we have gone through this. And I think one of the things my wife and I do is we're very similar to you, where we can talk to our kids about what they've done and having sex. And but we also like to talk with their girlfriends, and we like to involve them into our family, and when you have a problem or something happening like this, it's nice to get them involved and talk to them and find out what their take is, and be blunt with them, and you'd be amazed at how well and how perceptive they are to just come in and talk to you about, wow. They're shocked at first, but then they kind of open up and say, well, you know, we're using protection, or, you know, we're just friends. And I think that it's really good to involve them, but I also think that it's very good for you to say, you know what, I understand that you're doing this, but I'm also, maybe I'm disappointed. And I think it's okay for our kids to know that we're disappointed in some of the things that they choose to do, even though they make those decisions. So I think it's really good that they know that.
Thanks, Laura.
Lisa, I commend you for being such a great parent, but also, you know, sex is not just mechanical, it's emotional. And I think that's one thing we have. It could just simply be she's learning the lesson that even when couples break up, even as adults, you know this, mm-hmm. that you break up as an adult, you may still be physically active because you just can't quite let it go yet.
Right.
And so I'm not nervous at all hearing that she's spending all this time and doing all this with one guy that, you know, that's just... I think she's going through the whole breaking up process. Even if she's in control, she's still a girl and she still has emotions, and it may be hard for her to be letting him go.
Yeah, Lisa, we're going to drop off here because at this point, everybody's saying the same thing, and you may be the first listener to ever leave the Burt Show feeling good about themselves.
So, I mean, Burt, I'm sorry about your dog.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Hang in there. Keep talking about it.
I started the Rudy clap, and then she brought up
the dog, and that brought it to him. But most are calling up just saying, you know what, she's handling everything right. But even when you handle things correctly, here's a tie into the dog thing. Like, when you know you're doing the right thing, just to hear other people confirming it, it makes you more confident in your decision.
Right, so. Right.
All right, Lisa, thank you for calling.
You.
Appreciate it. Bye now.
All right, bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
So I recently had an SRI. That would be a sex-related injury.
This isn't the first.
Yeah, this is your second one that we know of.
That you know of. I think the last one was some sort of knee injury or whatever. Well, I can't really get into it too far, but this one is going to make y'all grab yourselves, okay? Are you ready for this one?
No, don't do this. Come on.
Are you ready for this one?
Don't.
I'm not going to tell you because I'm married and nobody wants to hear about married people sex. I mean, it's just not hot. You know, if you're single and talking about it, it's a different story than I think when you're married and talking about it. So I'm married. I've been married for over three years. We're doing fine in all that department. We're still really having a good time together, but nobody wants to hear about that.
Well, I want to play a round of SRI poker then.
Okay.
So you will dole out the first hand of your sexually...
Sex-related injury.
SRI.
And then others will have to call up and top this story.
Okay. Well,
now, none of us have heard this story, so we don't even, we have no idea what our first hand of poker is going to be.
Okay. I won't tell you how it happened, but I had a nipple rip.
Oh, no. Those clams from Love Shack are...
No! It had nothing to do with anything outside of passion, but I'm telling you, I didn't even notice it when it happened.
Come on.
I noticed it in the shower afterwards the water was running down was stinging.
Not cool.
It was tiny, but it was a rip.
Enough on your nipple.
Stop saying nipple and rip in the same sentence.
A nip rip.
404-741-1005. Who can beat nip rip?
Oh God!
It was pretty bad. But I didn't even notice it when it actually happened.
Well, I ever adopted a basset hound, I would name him Niprip. That seems like a good name for a dog, like a basset hound.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, and you didn't even realize. Well, I guess everything's getting kind of like you're so focused on what's going on.
Hey, Ryan, is my nipple in there? I'm in the shower and I can't find it.
It wasn't that bad. It was tiny, but that's a sensitive area. You know, I was just worried about other things.
Like a paper cut.
What's happening and whatever. Oh. But I told him I actually thought it was hot that we've been together for so long and we actually still are, injuring each other and, you know, at least we're, you know.
Yeah, it's for a good cause.
That's great.
You know.
Great story. Thanks for sharing.
I told y'all you'd grab yourself. Melissa hadn't let go.
Go. These are important to me.
Melissa hadn't let go of yours. It's weird.
I am going to try to name these before we actually put them on the air when I see what it is.
Okay.
Yours was the nip rip.
Yep.
This is broke back penis.
Oh, no!
Hey, Scott, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Come on.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hello, sir.
What happened?
Well,
Okay, this is, well, I had a girlfriend at the time who was very aggressive and she liked to be on top. Mm. Well, as mm-hmm. she was getting more and more into it, she pulled up too high, but still slammed down hard.
Oh, ow.
And my penis, from when I went to the hospital, it's apparently happened more than one time a month or whatever. It broke about 2 inches from the base, where it broke, bent, and then filled up with blood blisters.
Okay! All right! We've got it! We've got it!
Which stayed there for over 6 months.
Oh!
Still today, I have a bend in that same exact spot, and it'll never ever heal. Because there's no way to fix it.
I'm grabbing something I don't even have.
Wow. So yeah. That can happen. I mean, like, you can break it in that situation.
Yeah it's like if you break a finger and then the heel never heals properly.
Yes.
And it's bent.
Stop talking.
And it's always that way. And it causes problems if I'm in that same position again.
Really?
Sure. And you have to stand at a right angle to the toilet to use the restroom.
I just hold my hands up in front of my face.
Okay.
I would think like the next time you were in that situation, you were a little bit like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, where you were just a little bit scared to drive the plane
to get back in the cockpit.
Right.
I keep my hands on the thighs to keep them from going too high.
Oh damn,
poor thing. I am sorry.
That will be a tough hand to beat right there.
And poor thing, literally.
Yeah. Both of them.
Poor little thing.
Poor little thing.
All right, how about the necklace nose?
Huh?
Hey,
hello.
Hey Debbie.
Hi.
I'm curious about what the necklace
nose is. What is that?
Well, my husband wears his necklace has a buck deer head on it,
mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And he was on top one day, and when he raised up, and the antler grabbed my nose and ripped my nose. Very painful, very painful.
Oh, I'm sorry to laugh, but that's okay.
Wait, is great.
I need a better description of this chain.
Of the what?
Of the necklace.
It's just a deer head, and he's really into hunting, and it's a deer head with antlers.
So it's got all the antlers, and the antlers end up going
out. The antlers grabbed my nose and ripped it.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Who doesn't have a story like that?
Yeah, really.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Right. Jen Fallon has a better name for that one.
What's that?
She's going to call that one the redneck rip.
The redneck rip.
Ooh.
How about the canine cut? Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on
Q100. Yeah, morning.
Morning.
I had my ex-girlfriend's dog for 6 holes in my upper thigh.
All right, you're going to have to back up because your phone was going out on us.
Say that again.
Steven.
His phone was
her dog bad. Bit my thigh during sex.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what the rest of the story was, but
I think that's good enough.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Because the dog thought she was in danger.
I don't know if that goes with the broke back, though.
Broke back penis.
I mean, I think
the nip rip is still pretty. Damn.
There you are, like looking on the floor like you lost the contact lens.
It ripped it off. It's just a little tear.
Feeling in the carpet.
It's just about healed.
You got a Band-Aid on there? A little Neosporin?
I did for like 2 days.
A little Neosporin?
What was that? What was that stuff that was like? It looked orange on your skin.
Iodine.
Is that what you had as a kid?
Pouring it over it.
You're bringing sexy back.
Got an orange boob.
Eddie, we just have to be really careful about the actually describing the act. But go ahead.
Okay, my wife, she was really into doing it in the shower.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So we're in the shower having a good time, but I wasn't quite finished, and she said, I've had enough. So she takes a wet towel and throws it onto my part.
Uh-huh.
And the weight of the wet towel tore some muscles down there and put me out of action for about 6 months. And to make matters worse, we couldn't wait 6 months. We were kind of newlyweds.
Uh-huh.
And after about 5 months and a week, we did it again and made it even worse and had to wait another 6 months.
Oh, no. So you had sex twice in a year as a newlywed.
Yeah, that's my ex-wife.
Because of the towel hang.
Ex-wife.
Ex-wife, no doubt. Thanks for calling, man.
Absolutely.
See ya. 9:29 now.
Jen, I hope your boob gets better.
It is better.
The calls are still coming in. We could do this again.
We should.
Uh-oh. Are they getting worse? The rounds of SRI poker?
I'm making the determination if it's like legal for us to actually talk about some of them. Let's line them up. Let me play a song and we'll line them up.
Okay.
And we'll have a better idea which ones we can actually go on the air with. Oh. All right, so our SRI poker started with Jen Hobby.
Yep, I had a nip rip.
We had Brokeback Penis, who was underneath, and
it bent back.
It bent back. Yeah, and broke it, literally.
And
broke it.
And there's still a little bend in it to this day.
And there then, was the nose. The
like red an neck. Old oak tree branch.
Yeah. Then there was the necklace of the deer that went up the woman's nose yeah, and the ripped her nose.
Husband had a deer head
medallion.
Charm on, yeah, medallion, and the antler ripped her nose one time.
Oh, no. We're just going to go right here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, you can't wait?
No, I don't need to wait on this one.
Okay.
I could just tell you that Aunt Jemima got a little too hot.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
Good morning.
My story is my husband used to work night shifts, and I thought I'd be sexy one night and wait up on him naked. And I ended up falling asleep on our chair in the living room, and he saw me naked, so he thought he'd be cute and romantic and go into the kitchen. He grabbed the Hershey syrup out of the refrigerator and thought he'd warm it up a little bit in the microwave, and apparently he got it a little too hot. And he came and stood above me, and I was still asleep, and he drizzled it on me. And instead of a drizzle, it came out into a big gush and burnt my whole stomach.
Oh, that is such a guy move.
That is, man.
Such a guy move.
Idiot.
Oh, she's going to love this.
It came out like water, apparently, and it was just, it burnt the mess out of me. I was like a cat to the ceiling.
Oh, no.
Please don't tell me it left a scar.
No, it was red for a couple days, but no, it did not leave a scar. It kind of roughed it up a little bit like a bad sunburn.
Yeah.
But no scar, thank God.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, God.
This may be our end call right here. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, man. SRI poker, what do you have?
I'll try to be as nice as I can be about it. I had a tongue ring a couple of years back, and the girlfriend that I was with, she had one, let's just say, around her cash and prizes.
Right.
And, long story short,
the
barbell of mine into hers.
No, yeah. No.
It's like it became one of those old iron bar games.
No. Yeah, right. So, you know, she's going, and I'm going, So I had to, you know, remove it right there. So needless to say, the mood was killed severely.
So the two of you guys, you were stuck together in that position.
Yeah, just for a few minutes.
It's the adult version of your braces getting clamped together.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God we didn't have any metal detectors or anything around.
Oh, but nothing. Everything stayed delicately. Everything of hers stayed intact. Or no? Okay, good.
Jeff, how did that sound when he was trying to tell her that he knew that when he knew that there was a problem?
I can't.
I think I got a follow.
And do it in a British accent.
Thank God her mother didn't come home.
No kidding, dude. I think I have a hobbub. You what? Yeah, do that. Hobbub.
Oh, whatever you're doing, keep on saying that.
I can't. I'm on the fucking gumma. All right. Just as I thought that was going to be the last one, this one I think is going to be our closer. Stephanie, your SRI.
You guys are laughing, so I don't know if I can tell you.
Oh, God.
several years ago. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
My boyfriend and I were going at it pretty hard, and I was on top, and he literally climaxed so hard that he threw me off, and I landed backwards, neck first on the windowsill.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Broke my neck.
You are kidding.
No, I spent 6 months in a halo. I have no permanent damage, but I had to walk around in a halo for 6 months, you guys.
Oh, no.
You had to tell everybody how it happened.
I did.
Did you make up?
I couldn't lie about it. They would have thought that he'd, beaten me.
You must have made up a story to selective people.
No.
What did you tell mom and dad?
I told them what happened.
So he throws you off of him, and just the way you land on the windowsill, it hits you right at the neck and breaks your neck.
Right. I shattered two vertebrae.
Good God. Jeez. Are you still dating him?
No.
Of course not.
He was very, very remorseful, but I will tell you right now that when you were around, there was a small part of him going, yeah.
Yeah, I broke it down.
He bragged about that.
That's the result of my work.
Did you at least have an O? Did you at least get the big O?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank goodness.
Absolutely.
Without that.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
I think that's our full house right there.
Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show.